Working with rangatahi, it's this whole kaupapa is all for the rangatahi, but more specifically, it's for our rangatahi in our small town communities. We're very intentional in making them the priority, because a lot of our rangatahi in our small towns miss out on a lot of cool stuff, eh? So when we created this Te Kaupapa o Tūmanako, we really wanted to make the rangatahi in our small towns the priority, so that they feel seen, and appreciated, and all that. So it's been choice working with these ones here. They're hard case too. And my wife and I have been working with rangatahi for almost 25 years now, so we love it.
My mum signed me up a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I've been really pumped to do all this. I really enjoyed it. I really love art. I've done it most of my life. I've learned some new skills of how to paint and spray painting, the rolling and the spray cans, different techniques.
I think creativity, I think it's one of the most powerful things, in the world. It's the ability to create something out of nothing, but just, through the arts, through, music, in terms of forms of expression, storytelling, all these things are very powerful, and but as a Māori storyteller, I think our main superpower as a Māori artist is we are connected to the stories that we tell, and so and that's very powerful, because it means that our stories are pono, they're true, and that we're connected to them, which is huge.
Taught us that art can give you, if you're like feeling really down, it can bring you up. This is what this is for to bring people hope and joy into their lives. When I'm older, I can tell my kids that I did this. I'm the one in the front of the waka.
The rangatahi, the Tai Tamariki have really, man, they've charged into it, eh? So we're doing really well in terms of progress. So I think maybe finish it on, we'll finish it possibly even tomorrow, Wednesday. If not, definitely be Thursday. So the young ones have just been charging it, eh? Getting right into it. But we've got our official mural presentation on Friday around, I think, 5 p.m. They're having a youth concert here as well in town, so that's going to be cool. But the presentation is really about being able to share the whakaaro and kaupapa behind the actual piece too. The meaning, the tikanga behind it. So looking forward to that as well. It's been awesome.